Text numéro 48. In Sweden, smokers have another option, snus. I tried to quit smoking this month. I lasted a decidedly unimpressive 5 days. I have tried all the remedies, patches, gums, and going cold turkey, but none of them worked. Meeting friends for a patch and a pint down the pub, or joining a colleague for a stick of nicotine gum after work, just doesn't have the same social appeal as smoking. In Sweden, ex-smokers have another option, snus, small bags of moist tobacco that are placed under your top lip. Consumed in Scandinavia since the mid-19th century, the popularity of snus rose significantly from the 1970s onwards as people became increasingly aware of the dangers of smoking. The proportion of male smokers fell dramatically from 40% in 1976 to just 15% in 2002. Almost a third of ex-smokers used snus when quitting, and those who did were about 50% more likely to succeed. There are plenty of indicators that the switch from cigarettes to snus in Sweden has resulted in substantial health benefits. Sweden now has the lowest rate of tobacco-related diseases in Europe and the world's lowest rate of lung cancer in males. While using snus is still highly addictive, it is widely held to be between 95% and 99% less harmful than smoking. One of the key factors behind snus's success in weaning people off cigarettes is that it can fulfill some of the social functions of smoking. As snus delivers a dose of nicotine at a similar rate to cigarettes, unlike patches or gum, it still causes a distinctive nicotine rush. Why, then, does the EU still ban the export of snus to other EU countries? The answer, as documented in an insightful book by Christopher Snowden, lies in a combination of stubbornness on the part of anti-tobacco campaigners and the vested interests of the pharmaceutical industry. The UK was the first country to ban oral snuff in 1988 amid concerns over mouth cancer, and this was followed by an EU-wide ban on new oral tobacco products in 1992. When Sweden joined the EU in 1994, it demanded an opt-out from the ban which allowed Swedish companies to continue selling snus within its own borders. The health justification for the ban was subsequently weakened after numerous studies found that there was no significant correlation between snus and mouth cancer. The way snus is prepared significantly reduces the levels of carcinogenic nitrosamines, meaning that despite the popularity of the product, Sweden has one of the lowest mouth cancer rates in the EU. A report by the Royal College of Physicians has estimated that if snus was allowed in Britain, the smoking rate would fall twice as fast and 25,000 lives would be saved in the space of a decade. Adapted from guardian.co.uk, October 2012.